Welcome to the Hero Hub podcast, where we explore the journeys of the industry innovators, trailblazers, and game changers who are shaping the future of vehicles and equipment. Whether you're here for cutting-edge tech, business strategies, or simple love of the ride, this is where you'll find the inspiration to fuel your journey.
My name's Walter Raffle, and I am the owner of Raffle's Engine Service in Coldwater, Ohio. We've been a dealer 72 years this year. I took it over from my father in 77 when I officially took over, but I've been doing it since 75 running the business. We built a new location. We're in a little town called Philothea, which is like 8 houses in it. And that's where he started. And then we built the new building in Coldwater in 1994. We have 3 warehouses right now. And we added on our main building 2-3 times. I'm too old for it now. We started a basic business in lawn and garden. That's what my dad started in, which we are still a very large lawn and garden dealer. Gary Steele, Toro, Ferris, some other lines and stuff. 1989 is when I took Polaris on. So we've been a Polaris dealer for quite a while. That's our main volume. We have 11 employees, seasonal on a couple of them. We're far not big, but our work ethic around here, we keep up with the pace. I may not be doing something right 100%. I'm always out to learn. Don't know it all. I guess 72 years in business meant something, so must be doing something partial right. But that's pretty much about us in a nutshell. My dad retired, and then we went with a new facility, which was 10 times the size of what we came from. He'd be around today. He would probably turn over in his grave if he could see, which I'm hoping he's watching. He would be shocked from what we was. Started out when we first with the lawn and garden end of it. When we moved here, we were doing about 100 grand. We're over 7 million now. So again, not large, but we're doing something right, I guess. He was very flash hardcore gentleman. He said it one time and that was it. He happened to be in World War II for 3 years. He was under General Patton. Them guys seen things that most people would not even dream of thinking about. And then he was in 6 months at the end of the Nuremberg war trials. He was a guard there. If he said do something, you better have your ears on. It wasn't that bad. But I was 10 years. I remember sharpening chains. I had to be 10 years older. Hell, could have been younger. He had an old Coca-Cola wooden case where I had to stand on to sharpen chains. So I've been doing it for a long, long time. When I graduated in 77, you know, kind of all I knew, I had other options at a factory. Guys my age and graduated with were management there. They wanted me to work for them, and I just couldn't. My mom was sick at the time. I just couldn't leave Dad and hanging it. So I stayed. Then I said, okay, where we're at, we got to do something because we're not going to grow where our location was. And that's when we found the land, and that's how we got started in Coldwater. I started dating a girl at the time, Sandy, and we ended up getting married, and she's my best salesperson. She's very particular, and she's a teacher, so it's got to be done right. But yeah, she was a great asset. And then my son, we had 2 kids, a girl and a boy. My daughter is a fashion designer for Macy's in New York, doing very well for herself. She's got another promotion. My son is runner-up in a national sales competition. He ended up landing a sales job for Steel Incorporated, and now he is my steel salesman for power equipment and the mowers and that stuff. It was a hard pill to swallow when he said he didn't want to run it. He wanted to move on, and he just got married. So, you know, it is what it is. And we got a great business. It's a tough business.
We'll do like a quick little segment that we like to call good review, bad review. So what we like to do, it's a little fun scenario thing. And props to you guys. I could not even find somebody that said 1 star. So you guys have at least 4 stars. I think that was the least I found. When you have customers that walk in like frustrated, what are some processes and tips to deal with that situation?
People that talk to people here, my big thing is treat people like you want to be treated. We're a very rural area here. We take things to the heart. lot of people don't agree with a handshake or a word. If I say something, it's done. I will do it. And if I have a salesperson or anybody work here says they're going to do something, they better back it up 100% and get it done, or they got me to deal with. I'm not real pleasant at times. Age thing, I guess. But they all know it. If we get somebody that comes in that's having issues, be right or wrong, we try to solve it for them right away. And that's the way we always done it. Yeah. I guess that's my college training, going to even players meetings. You know, the customer was always right. The customer's always right. I about fell out of my chair when they said it's okay to fire a customer. You know, it's like, what? All these years of training and learning, and now this is the complete opposite, you know. And there's some people you can't, you know, you just cannot make happy. I mean, I don't care what you do. And it's time, end of the day, it's just like, is that person worth the aggravation we're going through? No. There's times that you just say, you might try somebody else because we just cannot get you to be happy. But, you know, the good ones, you want to just give a big hug and a kiss. You know, it's like, oh, God, you know. And there's been days it's like, wow, it's been testing. And then you get that one person that comes in that is golden and understanding, or just a good person. And it's just like, wow, it made that day worth it right there. And you tell them that. You made my day complete. Thank you. And everybody has them days. I mean, I have them. You have them. I mean, we all have them.
You know? Do you recall a story of when a customer came in and like that moment was life-changing?
A lady bought a lawnmower from me, a farmer, I remember. And that's, of course, he comes in and he buys a zero turn, which he knows how to run a skid loader, which is run like a zero turn mower with two sticks. Well, he comes in and looks at it. That's one I want. So I go to their house, and his wife is the one that does the mowing. And she was all upset because he just goes, buys it, and he don't do the mowing. Well, she was crying and this and that. And I'm thinking, oh, God, this ain't going to go good. So I get her out there, and I show her how to run the mower, get her on the mower, this and that. And she's kind of jerking it around. She's all crying and upset. And of course, farmers, they all wear a hat. And that's her pride and joy, that and her pickup truck. And I said, well, I'll tell you what, don't turn the blade on unless you want. Get your husband's best hat, throw it out in the middle of the yard, plenty of room, and just practice going around that hat, and you'll get the feel of it. And I guarantee you that you'll get on to it. I guarantee it. She calls me the next day. She goes, I love this mower. It's saving me 3 hours of mowing lawn. And she sent me probably, when she played cards every Wednesday or whatever, she sold me at least 5 lawnmowers, 4 or 5, because talking to their ladies, you got to go to him, talk to him. I mean, this is what he told me to do. So when she told her husband, he came in, he was acting mad, and he laughed. I said, well, you still got your favorite hat? Oh, yeah, I hid it from her, though. So I guess that was changing on their part.
What's your mindset when you personally face, you know, those ups and downs in the business or your own life? What's your motto? What's your go-to?
Tomorrow's going to be another one. Keep on trucking. It's about the only thing you can do.
So, controversial topic. It's all related with the power sports industry. I'm sure you've seen all the Teslas, electric cars, all these things coming in. What is your hot take on electric power sport machines?
Well, to sell their unit to begin with, you had to do a slash testing. That it was basically training and testing before you could even get signed up to sell the unit. And they started out, man, this thing's going to be great. And more you went, and it's just like the cars that you hear today and this and that. Well, toward the end, about every other word was, well, plug it in every chance you get. We're very rural, and I have a lot of middle to older age farmers, and I know what happened. They won't get it plugged in, and they're going to go down the road where they multiple. I mean, we have farmers here, 3,000-4,000 acre farmers, and generation wants to hop in the unit and run down the road, 8 mile, 10 mile down the road, go see his farmers, see if her, the boys, see if they're planting right, if they're baling hay right, doing whatever right, and this and that. Well, then they calk on that training. Well, if you have the heater on or the AC on, you got the radio on, they keep saying how it's going to pull the battery down. I don't want a guy out in the field and the thing goes dead and he ain't going to be a happy camper. I know two dealers that sold a couple, pretty much wish they never did, And both of them say, we are not going to stock it anymore. And I hear it with cars. We had very cold weather around here this last 2 years. There's guys in with car automobiles can't get to where they work at, or they don't have a charger system yet. And all of a sudden they're calling their wife or their kids, hey, come pick me up because my damn car's dead. We sell lawn and garden also with electric. The walk behind mowers, we sell a few, but the riders for the price don't even have anybody asking about it. Most houses around here, if they have a rider, they're anywhere from 2 to 5 acres. Some are more. I don't need them coming in screaming, come pick this piece of junk up, you know, because that's going to be about the first thing out of their mouth. I think the electric's got a long way to go yet.
What's your biggest advice?
If you're going to get it, if you ain't, like I told my son when he said he was going to give it a couple years here, and I said, I could tell you didn't have it in your gut. It's got to be there. And if it ain't there, try something different, because you got to have the passion for it, because it's not an 8-to-5 job. If you care about what you do and you care about the business, you care about the people, if they ain't got it, don't even attempt to do it, because it's stressful. I mean, there's days, and there's days it's got great gratitude, but there's days it's like, what the hell am I doing here? I tell myself, I'm too damn old to go anywhere else. Ain't got the soul, ain't got the heart. Don't waste your time.
Well, thank you so much to our guests for joining us today. And a huge thank you to our listeners for tuning in. I hope you found today's conversation insightful and inspiring. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with others in the power sports industry. We're excited to see you at the next one.